You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, I'm talking the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the stuff. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, welcome to Thursday. But listen, I gotta move to my monologue here. And just, I tell you, Charlene and I have been married for almost 36 years. How awesome is that? To this day, she is still my best sounding board, and a lot of what happens on this show even comes from her input as well. And we agree on most everything, except for one thing, and I know she's listening right now. She's going to say, oh, what's he doing? Yeah, we agree on most everything except for one thing. Just one, Phil? Yes. She likes so-called almond milk, and I find that to be repulsive. Just, I do. I mean, almond milk? There ain't no udders on an almond. Me, personally, I prefer good old moo juice, the natural result of cows being milked by our friends in the dairy business. Just good old milk. Almond milk. That's a charlatan's product. Some hippie Pacific Northwest vegan nonsense, except that my lovely wife, who's as conservative as anyone I know, drinks it every day, so yeah, okay, I'll stop now. But really, here's the thing. We both know what it is. We see the packaging. We know it's not milk per se. It comes from mashing up nuts and making nut juice, basically. But we're also smart enough to figure out that it really comes from nuts. In fact, I would warrant that everyone we know in the whole wide world would also know that almond milk, despite its name, comes from almonds, not from cows that ate a bunch of almonds. But in an ever-increasing need to justify its existence, it appears that bureaucrats in the federal government have determined that Americans need their help. You heard me. There's a consideration underway right now in the halls of government to literally ban the use of the word milk in any product that does not come from cows. The FDA is involved now because ostensibly no one can figure it out on their own. It may cause widespread deception. There could be whole segments of modern society that crumble under the myth of almond milk. You thought you were drinking the nectar of cows. You were really exposing yourself to the fragile fraud of the nut pushers who perpetrate the greatest and most dangerous hoax upon a gullible and unprotected society. The crisis of almond milk not really being milk. It's not just the almond growers, though, who've been at odds with greater good. How about those rascally soy farmers exposing innocent law-abiding citizens to so-called soy milk? And who in their right mind decided that coconut milk was okay? Well, listen, here's the deal. Absolutely no kidding aside. When a government becomes so bloated that it has to make up reasons to justify its own existence, that it has to intervene in imaginary crises like almond milk, then we have let government run amok. We have let government bloat itself at our expense, and it literally has to look around for the next thing to do because they have to justify their reasons for being so big. Now, I have said on this show before, and I will repeat it right now, that I know and believe that there is indeed a proper role for government. Our foundational documents outline it clearly. To provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, establish justice, and ensure domestic tranquility. But tell me where almond milk falls into that list. When government becomes so big that it begins to establish itself as the entity that knows what you need, whether you know it or not, on every detail of common living, then we have crossed over into some dangerous territory. And we're seeing that. We're seeing it play out right now before our very eyes. Just in the last few days, Governor Gavin Newsom of California went into what was obviously a well-air-conditioned studio wearing a fleece jacket, to tell his citizens they must turn their thermostats up to 78 degrees just to save the planet. Now, I'm pretty sure he wasn't turning up his thermostat, as evidenced by the fleece. But this is the same man, though, who has been extolling environmental policies and green energy solutions that now have put his state's economy in jeopardy. Rolling blackouts are being warned in California as power shortages in the Golden State are imminent. Why? Because the power grid can't sustain current demand. The power grid in California that has been gerrymandered into its current configuration to chase green energy policies because big California government knows best. The same green energy government knows best policies that have mandated that one-third of the vehicles sold in California must be emission-free, meaning electric, by the year 2025, and 100% of the vehicles sold by 2035. So the grid that can't keep the lights on right now is going to be ready for millions of vehicles to plug in daily to upcharge their batteries. Right. But they're not wrong. You are. Government knows best. It's not a question of government policy. It's because you won't turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees and sit around sweating in your underwear and sticking to your furniture. They are government. They know things. They will help you to understand, and they only want to make your life better, at least their way. There's an old saying that a government big enough to grant you freedoms is also a government big enough to take them away. I would also suggest that a government big enough to create a problem and then tell you that you have to do your part to create the solution, which by necessity means conforming your behavior to the government's desired end state. You get my meaning. We cannot just sit idly by and say nothing. Big government is getting bigger by the day. Does it have a role? Certainly. Essential services are essential. But we're not dummies. We can tell almond milk doesn't come from cows or from cows that eat almonds. We can also tell when certain policies are driving us into ruin. What California is experiencing right now is the political attitude that only government knows right and wrong. Only government knows how best to accomplish the necessities of modern living. And the people that big government serves are just too poor of heart and depleted in intellect to know what's good for them. Yeah, well, tell that to the vast number of California businesses and citizens who have now left the state for greener and freer pastures. There's a reason why one of the most beautiful, most resource-heavy states in our great nation, California, I've lived there myself, why California is hemorrhaging people. It's not because the ocean views aren't wonderful. It's not because the climate's not perfect. It's because government kept telling them how to live. Government kept telling them that the average citizen can't make sound decisions without government telling them what to do. And so the people have left, and the lights are being turned out, and the thermostats are being turned up to 78 while the governor wears a fleece jacket. And I assume that somewhere in California sometime soon, almond milk will soon be called something like almond juice. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. When a government is that big that it can create problems, literally create the problems, just to get you to a point where you will have to do what they want done in order to get to their solution to their problem, then government's gotten way, way, way too big. Justifying its own existence, that's what it's doing. So be wary when government says it knows best. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.